you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, we'd listen to someone like that, you know, and listen to ourselves and make us want to quit.
It was more the songs than the singing that drew five musicians together to form the band. But each had his own distinct voice, especially one Levon Helm. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When the band released Music from Big Pink in 1968, part of its rootsy sound was familiar, but the rest was unlike anything we'd heard before. And holding down the loose, no-frills rhythms of the quintet was Levon Helm, an Arkansas native who already had a decade of performing under his belt. In the 40 years since, even a battle with throat cancer hasn't sidelined Levon's music making. And although he wasn't singing in 2000, he brought his drum kit and the band, The Electrics, to the FUV studio for a visit with host Dennis Elsis.
This really goes back to, I guess, your earliest days, really,
well,
of playing
sure,
with...
Of course. This goes all the way back to my hometown. I had the good fortune of growing up in Marvel, Arkansas, right there within listening distance of KFFA. The King Biscuit Show was on every day at noon, so I got to hear Sonny Boy Williamson and all his special guests like Memphis Slim and Muddy Waters and just everybody that would come through. They all came through to be on the King Biscuit Show. So this takes me all the way back to a little kid sneaking in the studio, sitting over in the corner, watching Sonny Boy and the King Biscuit Boys do their radio show. And this is just the same amount of fun, in a way.
Yeah, run, you can run. Tell my friend.
Obviously, our audience knows you best because of all your work with the band, but prior to the band, too, there were small sort of ad hoc groups like this, right?
Well, you know, the band was one of those groups. We went under several names. We were called the Hawks. We were called the Canadian Squires. Another record company name. I'll give them some credit. And finally, we tried to have a self-contained group, which meant not having a singer. The singer was supposed to play something also, so that fit right into Richard Manuel's bag, and the five of us were able to not have a lead singer. That was what we were trying to accomplish. Rick Danko turned into a good singer, of course. You know, we started out with Richard Manuel as our lead singer, and Rick and I would take our turns, and we would listen to Staple Singers records and practice the standards and try and sing like they did as close as we could.
You can walk on the water and down in the sand. You can fly off a mountaintop if anybody can. Run away,
run away,
run away,
run away.
It's a restless age. Look away.
Part of an interview with Levon Helm, The Electrics, and FUV's Dennis Elsis. That's Life is a Carnival from The Last Waltz. To hear more exclusive conversations and performances, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.